Tim Crossan from Operation Earth Pole, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a group that has always been doing great things, and we've covered and participated in a number of times. Things have been so different in this last year, and of course the beginning part of this year, in a million different ways for everybody out there, specifically in the event space for sure, the restaurant space, but there is still so much need out there. One of these great organizations doing some good work is Operation North Pole, and we've got Tim Crossan on the line with us. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having us, Dane. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, it's always great to have you guys on, and I look forward to our conversations and hearing about not only the great work that you do, and of course we'll have you share with the listeners a little bit about the specifics there, but also just usually that star-studded cast of restaurateurs and chefs and places that are involved, and just the way not only you do that good work, but you really provide a great event for people to enjoy as well. But for those people that may be the uninitiated, fill them in on Operation North Pole and the specific kind of magic that you guys bring.
Well, our primary mission is to provide one day of fun and fantasy for families who have a child that's battling a life-threatening or a terminal illness during the holiday season. It started very humbly and has grown over time that we now host our event at the Donnelly Stevens Convention Center, and it's based loosely on the idea of a fantasy trip to the North Pole. We wrap an entire Metra train. I think we're the only organization in the United States that actually does that. But for one day, we concentrate on taking 75 to 80 families and providing them with one day where they can just forget the battle that they wake up to every morning, you know, not knowing if they're going to have another holiday together as a family unit. So that's our primary mission. We also provide coats, winter coats, to school-age children in need. And over the course of the last 7 years or so, we've provided about 30,000 brand-new winter coats to elementary-age schools throughout suburban Chicago that are in need. So that's basically it.
Giving kids that escape, really, right? You know, when they're in those families, of course, they, you know, they're afflicted right along with the kids in every single way, and to give them all that escape and be able to kind of allow them to have that North Pole experience and to do it the way that you guys do, which is so cool too, where you have the transportation, like you said, the train, the wrap, and the escape for those kids to be able to enjoy that one day and just forget about maybe the problems and challenges that they and their families have. Now, part of this is there's been, you know, with so many different events and great causes, you know, our restaurant community, and as I travel around the country doing food events and broadcasting live from different places, Chicago is really, and I'm one of those, you know, ambassadors for it, and say that it's America's restaurant city, America's greatest food town. And not only because of the food that we had and the diversity of cuisine, and people come here, travel here to enjoy some of that, but also the community. I mean, unlike almost any other place, Chicago's restaurant community, the chefs, the people, it's so communal, so supportive of each other, right? You know, it's kind of a team, it's a fraternity, it's a group, it's a family, but also of causes that they've been a part of as well. And so that has happened over the years. You could count on so many of our great restaurateurs and chefs to get involved and support causes near and dear to Chicago. But as we know, outside of the health challenges that the entire world has faced through the pandemic and economic challenges for so many different businesses, the hospitality and the restaurant specifically industry has been just decimated, just hurt so hard. So the people that we, you know, on the good cause side have been leaning on, has been our support system, our rock and foundation for so many years, has been the one that's been hit the hardest, right? And so instead of just saying, okay, well, we'll have to find another way to support Operation North Pole this year because they can't do it, instead you turned around and returned that favor and said, you know what, this one's on us. And so talk a little bit about that thought process, how that came to mind to say, you know what, we're going to do the event, but we're going to support the restaurants at the same time.
Well, you know, as you have so eloquently said, the idea that is a 501c organization or as a volunteer charity, you are always relying on someone else's generosity to be able to make you be able to succeed in the missions that you've set out for yourself. I have a very, very close friend who was the sous chef at Le Francais from 1980 until 1999. And he basically has been the one who kind of put this idea together when it was time for us to look to fundraising. He said, let me get some of the guys together. And, so we're talking legacy chefs that turned Chicago from, like what you said, a typical steakhouse town back in the 70s to an international destination. You can't go any place in the world and not think of Chicago as just a phenomenal culinary experience. And so Patrick Chabert, he introduced all of his friends to Operation North Pole, and they all got together and said, let's do this. And they have actually taken it on that these chefs, basically they're all smaller restaurant owner chefs, and, you know, they don't have a lot of room to be able to absorb adversity. And they came and they have come together for the last 5 years. And even if we try to reciprocate in any way, with shape or form, they're so generous. They say, no, everything is for the kids. We know where the money is going. And I think that they have taken an ownership interest in Operation North Pole, that they are part of the success of our organization. They're a critical player. And to have them fall on such hard times over this last year, we couldn't not say thank you and use our resources to be able to go out and try and raise funds to be able to help them keep their doors open, to be able to provide their employees and the kids of their employees with a few dollars that they'll be able to bridge the gap until things get a little bit better. So that's what we're doing. We just kind of turn the tables. You know, it's wow. it's time to help those who have helped you get to where you need to be.
Yeah, it is as if the Operation North Pole said, we've got you, don't worry, we've got your back on this one. And so let's talk a little bit about the event. It is coming out, it's going live March 21st. That is coming up, but talk about what it's going to be. It's obviously a different experience because we still have, you know, aspects of the pandemic going on, so you got to change up the format a little bit. For the listeners though, explain kind of what they're going to experience or how they can get in on it.
Well, it's kind of like our own spin on a food channel telethon, I guess. We've got a 12-hour live telethon that will take place. It's virtual. You can sign up and register through our website, www.operationnorthpole.org, or through Let's Get Cooking. Operation Let's Get Cooking is another way. Facebook, you can find it. You can get to the registration. But in order to watch it, you have to register, which means you'll be able to get a link to be able to go in and be able to watch what we're doing. So the registration is free, but if you want to support, we have various opportunities for you to be able to support our cause. We've been very, very fortunate. We've received 2 challenge grants. Our goal, we like to set lofty goals if we can, because, you know, Santa Claus never disappoints.
That's right.
And when you work for him, you know, he's a tough taskmaster. So we have 2 private foundations that chose to remain anonymous, but they gave us a $30,000 challenge grant. So we actually hit that bogey today. And so we're actually going from $30,000. We're now at $60,000. And another of our greatest supporters stepped in and said, well, let me put another 25 challenge grant in the pot. So we have the opportunity to actually raise $100,000 to be able to be spread amongst 20 to 25 restaurants that will hopefully have a meaningful impact and keep their doors open for a while to help them out.
So the great cause has been supported so far, and it hasn't even started yet. And I think that's right. A testament to not only the good work that you're doing, but a lot of the goodwill that has built up that momentum for this time. On the entertainment side, you know, you mentioned sort of that telethon that people can go ahead and watch, and you've got some great food personalities, not only from here in Chicago, but also some national ones too. So talk a little bit about some of your favorites and some of those personalities that people are going to really be excited about seeing on the 21st.
Well, we have Aaron May from Food Channel. You probably, I think you know him.
I do. Yes. That's awesome. And, oh, he's and, a great time.
Manit Chahan. We have a publicist that she ended up, we like to say she started drinking the Kool-Aid, or any of our followers that once they're introduced to the organization, all of a sudden it's, they become part of the team. You know, we're all team members, and Susie Riskin has helped us secure a great number of our personalities. And so we have Tori DeVito from Chicago Med. She'll be dialing in. We have she'll be doing some cooking with Benny Suiakala, who was the sixth season's Chef Junior, Master Chef Junior award winner.
Nice.
She is here in Chicago. We have a number of our French chef friends, Dominique Tunia from Chez Moi, Roland Licioni from Le Nomade. We have some great Italian chefs with us. We have Indian cuisine, Manihit Chahan. She's actually going to be calling in from South Carolina, I believe, is where she's going to be this weekend. So, but she's taking time out to be able to dial in with that. Nigel Barker is coming in from New York. So we have all kinds of activities going on, and some great chefs. They'll each have a half an hour to be able to demonstrate their cooking skills. If you sign up and register, you can actually interact live chat with the chefs, so you can ask questions and get some tips and tricks, because who doesn't have foie gras for breakfast?
Who doesn't?
Right.
These are all the things. Come on. Let the listeners know we're talking with Tim Crossan, one of the inspirational forces behind Operation North Pole, and these are all aspirational things. We're going to be better. We're going to help out some great causes. We're going to get some great tips and information on the food side, and some great entertainment too. And I'll agree with you too, Susie, when it comes to it. She's an incredible advocate, one of the very best in the business that she does on the promotional side, the advocacy side, the ambassador side. And she's worked tirelessly to support you guys in a big way. And so it's always great when you have Susie involved. And Aaron May is, and for the listeners that are thinking, they're thinking that name sounds familiar. You know him from Guy's Grocery Games. You know him from Guy's Ranch Kitchen. He's on Tournament of Champions. I know Aaron pretty well. I've spent a lot of time with him out in California and South Beach, and he's always with Guy. So I'm sure we'll share some stories. I'm sure he will as well during the telethon. And we'll have links up at WGNradio.com as well for that. And also, you've got some of our great kind of media personalities. You got Phil Vitale. You get to see him. I don't know if he'll be in costume incognito. I think you'll be able to see Phil in person there during that. And then Lou Kanellis and Corey McFerrin adding a little bit of the, maybe they'll talk some March Madness and kind of build that into maybe the tailgate side of the snacks. I'm not sure. What do you think, Tim?
Well, I'll be tailgating in the parking lot myself during this, I think it'll just be a fun day. You know, when it's live, you never know what's going to happen. If something can go wrong, it probably will, but you just work through it. I mean, these chefs are all professionals. If you've spent any time in a kitchen when watching the organized chaos of what it takes to be able to run a restaurant, and these guys are all pros at it. So I think it'll just be a fun day, easy, and, it's... We're excited.
We know that it's going to be fun, and we also know that it's for a great cause. It's also great to hear that you're already well on your way to making some great funds that are going to support that cause as well and carry the torch for Operation North Pole. So as we let you go, Tim, if there's, you know, one more time, if you want to give the website or the information out for people to be able to log in, participate, and support everything going on.
Sure. Our website is www.operationnorthpole.org. You can get us on Facebook at ONP Chicago. You can get us on BetterUnite.com/Let's Get Cooking. That'll take you right straight to the registration. So there's a number of different ways to get there if you're like to watch us. And we sincerely hope you will.
12 hours to get in on it. You can watch it all and enjoy and experience all of it. And we'll have links up at WGNradio.com as well. Tim, we'll let you get back to it. You've got a lot of planning coming up. And thanks so much for everything. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Dane, thank you ever so much for the opportunity. And we sincerely appreciate your support.